We on? Yes, we are on. It's a music on. Yeah, music's on. Guess I have to start. Bayo! Voice meter thing, but hey, why not? And now I've got the gate on. Sounds a little better. I think, yeah, it's better. Oh boy. Yeah, I missed the morning show. Not the morning show. I missed the morning. Like, well, actually, I didn't miss it. I just, did we get that one day? He's like, hey, no. Bus coming soon. Take you to work in a city. We need to train. Because not this is always there's always the train. I can just take that later. Then you just on your bed and like, I don't feel like going to work. Let me call in sick. This is today. Like, let me call in sick. Meanwhile, I was like, you really feel it? But yeah. You can pretend, like, yeah, I don't feel good. Don't even sleep for another 15 minutes. I'm like, all right, let's go. I'm going to go out and go shopping. Cheat. Well, sometimes you need it. It just, no. I say it's not a medical reason, but psychological reason. So I've been doing this work over and over again. It's like, I need a break. Just today. But don't do it too often. Like, for me, I don't get sick days. I know you get sick days. I don't use my sick days. I don't get sick. So I wound up doing this. I don't feel like going into it. There's nothing happening at work. Like, other people can take care of it. Like, I'm gonna go out. Gonna hang out. So, I cheated. I went to McDonald's, got two cheeseburger meal. Used to be a number, like number two or something. Not number two, something else. Things like quarter pounder or something, double cheese or something. But I was like, can I have two cheeseburger? Do you want a double cheese? Two cheeseburger meal. Wait a second, let me check. They're like, oh, two cheeseburger. And when I go to the counter, go to the drive-thru or the counter. Give me double crown. Double cheese. I say, two cheeseburger. Yes, two burgers. No, two cheese. One single patty with two buns and a cheese. Made little pickles. Two cheeseburgers. Two of these. They're like, oh. So no wonder they're going to the menus. And eventually it's going to be like, robots. That will be eating buggy burgers. Buggy boy girls. Yum 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 yum. Whoa, what's this antenna doing? That'll be the prize. Let's see how many antennas you can collect and you can redeem for some toys or something. Who knows? Free drink. Who knows? Crazy. Stop. Anyway, welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. So, yeah, this morning, didn't have enough time. I woke up just like a little groggy. Not groggy, just like my back. It's like, no, I'm gonna lie to my audience and say something. I'm gonna cheat come in the afternoon. So that's what happened. Hey. So I'm here. I'm having a burger. Having some coffee. Caramel something. Did have some Heidelberg grog earlier. Just one of my espresso press thing. It was not bad. Nice flavor. And I don't know anything. I just went to get my mouthwash. Wash is nice and clean. Better than I can do my hands. Then, after that, got my car washed. Then McDonald's. No, coffee, car wash, McDonald's, then home. Notice people driving like nutcases today. Half the majority of the people are very nice today. They're like, hey, man, come on in. Yeah, we're just taking it easy. But then there's the rest. Just grab that auto. We're going to bypass everybody. It's like, come on. Yeah. So. That was that. I did start watching a series on TV. I might be so bored. The old man's not anymore. The old man left. The old man got tired. So they're resting. So it's just no old man. Then like, okay, Orville's back. Orville's it's kind of like I mean, it's okay. It's like a family show. It's like Orville is very similar to Family Guy. No, a little more tamer. It's about space. So it's looking around. Then there's this new one, Blood and Treasures or something. I'm like, oh. Now look at the picture. I was like, are they doing that stupid thing with try to rehash these Tomb Raiders thing? Not even got a girl who looks like just like Lara Croft with a British accent. I'm like, you can't get any. No way. Like, no way. Get them adjust the music a little bit. Said, no way. And the whole thing, I'm looking, it's like they took everything from the History Channel and every other channel and you mix it in with sort of comical, sort of, I don't know. It's kind of weird how it's 13, like the father is exactly like that old guy. Looks the same, this younger version of like a Vatican stories, got paperclip stories, got all this other stuff mixed together. It's like a history channel. They took everything from there and let's make a movie out of this. Let's make a TV show out of this. It was all of that. I mean, it's kind of neat, you know. It's got a little funny parts in there. Yeah, it's It worked out well for Warehouse 13, so it's kind of like repeat. Then you got the main character. Sounds like George Clooney, even don't look at his face. Swear to God, it's like George Clooney when he was young. It's got that voice. Then you got the Lara Croft, which sort of looks like her and it sounds exactly like her. Just what is going on with these things, man? Holy cow. And it works, you know. I mean, it's not bad. It just, yeah. It's a good show. No, it's pretty entertaining. Watched for a little bit. Then after like a few episodes, I'm just not even watching. I'm just listening. So then occasionally look, they have something important. I'm like, oh. Because I've seen it. We've seen it. Everybody's seen it. Seen that type of show. It gets to be like a... The Old Man is nice, but things I don't know. I feel exhausted watching Jeff Bridges walking. I'm just like, oh my god, damn, man. The guy, he's getting to that age, like. Not ready to walk. Somebody's dog is barking. Somebody's playing. Oh, yeah. It's okay. It's not that. Other than that, there's nothing. I didn't see anything. I didn't even look at the. Like whatever those reality TV, I didn't go back to it. I felt some stuff on YouTube might be interesting, but after a while, I just fall asleep. Like, there's too much talking. As I explained it from previous podcasts, people take one word or two words that could acknowledge what intention is, instead of they have to do this huge explanation to get to the point of what they really want. It happened yesterday. And I had my earphones on. So this person just talking. I didn't hear it. Then I told my headphones, I was like, I cannot hear you with this now. They get mad. I said, so I need this. So he could have just told me, can I have this? I'll be like, here. Simple stuff. You don't need to explain, over explain. No, just wow. The whole society is going nuts, man. It's too much data. I don't need to know data. I just need to know yes, no. If you just have a common chat, chuckle, okay, you want to talk, okay. But as far as little things, you don't need to explain that. Just this, that, boom. In, out. Yeah. You don't need to do that stupid thing I did early in the morning. Early in the startup chat. You know, you don't need to, which I don't have. I can't believe this thing doesn't have a reverb. Hey, yo. That. You don't need to do that, do we? Hey you.
Who's that?
I am your creator. You must listen. Ha ha ha. You don't need that. What do you need that for? It's too much. It's like what I tell a lot of guitar players, or I have conversation with a lot of players. I don't tell them we have conversation. No, when you hear me play, then live, then they play live. So why does it sound so great? Because I plug my thing into a distortion box or overdrive box, then to like tuner thing, yes, then straight to the amp. Just use the amp. That's it. Just I don't need stupid thing, little effects like delays, echoes, flanger, which makes go whew, whew. Then the phaser makes go whew, whew, like a lot. I don't need all that stuff. I don't need chorus, which kind of doubles sounds. It does sound nice sometimes. So I don't need all that. I don't even need a distortion box. I can just go direct, and it's fine. It sounds clean, and I'm good. A lot of people don't do that. And I'm surprised a lot of guitar players I met just plug it into a effect rack, and it's tons and tons of effect. And the original sound's not there. It's like so greasy stuff, oily. Can you take the direct guitar sound, like distorted sound, back without the effects, just take the effects down a little bit, then you're okay. Or redirect the effect to another amp. So you have a clean, then you have a wet, what we call wet or greasy. Unbelievable. Simple things. Yeah, so the same thing with speech or anything. It just, do you over-grease it or you back it off? It's like, I don't need to go over-grease it. So I just dum dum. And I think I realize a lot of people are doing it, just different pain, social media and stuff, and they have to debate, they have to stand, my stuff is correct, my thing is correct. They have to defend all the time, and it becomes so easy to do that and just over-explain everything to defend what they really need. But you didn't need to have that defense. You're not at a debate. You're talking to somebody that you know. There's no need for that. Simplicity. Keep it simple. KISS. My college professor, graphic arts professor, commercial art professor. Say KISS and SOS. Keep it simple, stupid. Right? SOS is, I forget that one was. Save often, stupid. Yeah, it becomes that, you know. Very simple things. It was the best. That's the probably the best education I ever got. It's like, keep it simple. It's dum dum done. You don't need to go overboard. You know. Yeah. So, on my popping page, I added a link. Actually, two of them. One's heart, the other one bombs. Buy me a cup of coffee. It's the same link. So I figured out how to do it without injecting the JavaScript and that stuff. It's like, okay, I could do that. But the funny part with podcast index thing, I'm looking at some other people's. Get their value for value thing, you know. Look at their index. Who's doing what and all that. there's a tally coins. So I put tally coins on that. I think I told on previous podcasts. I had to go through a Telegram thing and somehow set it up. And it's working. Everything's good. I put the tally coins, coins there. I don't care. You want to send something. You don't want, don't want. If you don't know anything about crypto, say, just ignore. I'm more interested in how it works, how you go through the system, how you go through the exchanges, and what's the codes and all that stuff, and then what's the, how they operate, more than actually getting free coffee. Because I have plenty of beans, can just grind it. I still have a, I just got an order of Ellie's. And I still have a French roast from like canisters on somewhere. Like one of those, no, ungrinded, like faux bean canisters. I got a few of those. I'm okay. Like if run on everything else, I'm like, yeah. I got a hand grinder. Here we go. So good. Yeah, so podcast index is just interesting. Then I saw this app. I saw this like piggy bank thing. I was like, why is everybody has a little piggy thing on their wall, on their index? No, like, what's this piggy? You know, look at MP Money. So like, oh, what's MP? I went to the website. I totally just, it's so old school. Whoa, what's this? That, I was like, oh, okay, there's a menu there. Oh, it's a wallet, okay. So, am I gonna put on, I don't know if I want to. Or I don't, or I do, but it'll be interesting to figure out what that do. What do they do? How do they do it? It's a prepaid card. It's like, what do you have to do? What do you mean prepaid card? It's like reload? What do you have to reload for? I'm like, is this paid service? Or but I can claim my MP money. That's what it is. It's called MP money. CryptoStream.tech. You at MP money. What is this? What is this? Like what? 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 But I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's weird. I have to dig into it. See what exactly it is. What do they do? I think it's just crypto to donation stuff. So that's it. It's nothing else. And I try to get a cup. I made a cup of text. I'm trying to get ASCII code, basically. I'm trying to get a, see if I can get an icon or something. So I went to Font Awesome. If you don't know what it is. This is really cool. They got lots and lots of icons. You can download them. You can use it. I've used it for other projects. Most of them are free. But a lot of them are paid for, you have to pay for it. Just a, I forgot, membership, I think. But they're really cool. Really, really cool. Yeah, so there's a free ones, as a free samples and stuff. Then Pro, the Pro and Pro Max, like the phone. Oh, ho ho ho, ho ho. $99. That's a little too much. Pro, but the Pro. Pro Max is $500. Like, you know, I don't need all that stuff. But it's cool to have icons. And you can always get some ideas from it and make your own. Using line art. Like years ago, I have a Adobe Illustrator, but now I just use Photoshop. I can make the path. If anybody knows what that is, path came out a long time ago. And the professor that told me you should be a radio DJ, radio personality, he said the path would change everything. Where it's like vector graphics, you can blow up all the way out to infinite, and then shrink it to infinite. I'm like, wow. He was right. It's like, learn the path. If you ace it, you can have tons of job. But now, of course, it's automated. So, like, do we really need that? Yeah, so try to put the icon in there. Like, no, can't. Like, oh. JS. It doesn't like JS. All right. But at least I can put a link, which is fine. No big deal. If I get paid, I get paid. I don't get paid. Who cares? And it's only, I think I'm using SAT. So it's like monthly goal is like $5. So it's basically a cup of coffee. Buy me a coffee. That is it. I'm looking at design stuff, so they're still pushing that 1 mile, what's it, 100 mile stretch of a city. Like, nah. Anything else in there? Nothing. No design. Design world is... we just repeat. We're going to repeat what's been repeated. And that's it. And we don't need that. We don't need to go beyond that. There's one cool article on The Drive by Victoria Scott. Let me see. It's not there anymore. Okay. It's about the Honda Accord. Oh, there we go. 1977 Honda Accord. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this. So now I wouldn't mind finding an old Honda Accord. First one, just why not get one of those? Now put better wheels on them and be like, hey, go to JDM meet. You know, and be like, well, what's this piece of crap doing here? No, it probably won't. Sure, there's a club for them. I know there's a whole bunch of different clubs. There's even my car, which is the old MDX. There's a club for that too, and they meet. It's really strange. I don't know what they meet. What do you need to meet? And that is, I mean, there's some cool article here, but I'm like, I never look at the web today, like yesterday. Like, I look at a few things, and there's a whole bunch of little tidbits, and just like, okay, the whole Trump thing. Like, he doesn't have a nuclear football, damn it. I don't know. Somebody's gonna get busted. I know. I definitely know it's not him, but somebody's going to get busted. And you know why they're doing it. Everybody's, it's obvious. But the one says, see what they're doing. The other says, kick the orange man out. Right? It's going to be this politics thing that it's not worth it. And the other one, Enhesh, looks like she's not going to make it. So I don't know. Does she think about suicide when that happened? Or is just it happened? Maybe her mom, I don't know. She's not at peace with herself. So I guess that's it. Yeah, she died. Okay. Rest in peace. Crazy crash, too. Lung damage. Horrific burn. She was in coma. They tested that she got cocaine. Confused. I don't know. Facts something. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? I was given a warning about that. Like, if you want to become famous, this is for my grandma. So you want to be famous, you got to take responsibility. And people are going to be looking at you like a microscope. They're going to pick, if you do little thing, you fart a little bit on the streets. Oh my God, that person farted. And it'd be on headlines. And the whole world would know. They would laugh at you. And that's where you got to be like, if you want to go that route, you gotta be like, yeah, whatever, and make fun of it. Yeah, I did. Here's one again. Yeah. So you gotta be careful with that life. It's not normal. If you can't handle it, it's good. But you cannot handle it, I don't know, man. Same thing with musicians. I have friends go through that a lot. Something didn't make it, something did. Hey. That's the life, right? So what was Hesh with? Did she? Did she actually what does she do? You know, does she become lesbian afterwards? After the first marriage? Just with Alan. I don't know. Hollywood's confusing. And they're pushing it into a public. No, no, publics aren't confusing. Just as confusing. Who's who? Everybody's like, I'm a YouTube star. Why? Because I got my TikTok. I'm a TikTok star. Why? Because I have TikTok. How many subscribers got? Two. Wow. Yeah, so everybody thinks I'm a superstar because I got this app. And they're training. People are training to be like that. So like I don't need to go to a stupid job to learn skills. I got skills. Look pretty. Or I don't look pretty. What they think they do. Doesn't matter. It's like, no, it's not gonna work. I don't think so. Thank you. I don't know what's going on. Clippy, the TV show she was in, and it got to her somehow. Maybe she got the rush. Like what my friends tell me, like the ones didn't go. They say, yeah, you know, those times after the show, you lost the rush, and you want more of it. So what do you do? So start taking pills. That's how you do it. Not an easy life, you know. Not easy at all. I'm gonna take a bite of burger, and I don't know where we're gonna go after that. Dun, dun. I'm on Zero Hedge, and the top story, well, the one that penned. So the whole thing was declassified. Then FBI went ahead again. Well, no word is, it's we don't want you. It's like, you know, what you see in mob movies, they come in your house. We don't want you to do this. Got that? Boom! And smash everything. Seems like that's what it is, but it's not working. It's not going to work anyway. Can't intimidate people, especially the orange man, Mr. T. Mr. T is just like, "Pah, what are you guys doing?" It's like, "Nope." When it comes to September, or actually November, we're gonna put you guys in jail. How about that? Got all your names. You're getting laid off. Enjoy the next few months. Maybe that's what's up. That's gonna happen. Maybe it doesn't, but I think that's what's gonna happen. Layoffs. Lately, I've been seeing that layoff. CDC says people exposed to COVID no longer need to be quarantined. Oh, it's over. Yeah, because we got the monkey stuff. Monkey stuff? What monkey stuff? Monkey. Making fun of me? Are you guys making fun of me? Or look at me. Oh, yeah. I was born here. You're a monkey. What'd you look at? What? Monkey pox. I know this was something like 1970s, 1980s. If you got the shot. Well, I integrated, so I got the shot. So, yeah, you're fine. Oh, okay. UK to reserve accidental ban. Refers accidental ban on edible insect form. Bugs. Oh, you want to eat bugs? Okay, you know. Google search for firewood in Germany have exploded. Yeah. They're having energy problems. What to do? Let's burn some wood. Oh, there goes the carbon thing. Oh, we can't burn wood. Why? Because carbon. You're producing more carbon. Well, then turn on the gasoline. Oh, we don't have any. Like, oh, great. Turn on the nuclear. Oh, we switched it to wind and the solar. There's no sun. There's no wind. There's high wind, but it's no wind most of the time. Oh, yeah. I guess he just had to wear something thicker and deal with it. Like, what the hell's going on? Well, I mean, you know, if that happens, I'll be hanging out at the pub. We're like, no, I'm going to become a bartender. It's like, one shot for you, two shots for me. Okay, Taiwan tension will speed up, just China decoupling. They just want war, you know what it is. What's trading most on Capital Hill? NVIDIA is not over. NVIDIA's joint tension. Hurricane. So there's a hurricane coming? It could go anywhere. Ooh. What today? I went outside. It looks like hurricane. It's just weird overcast. It's, oh, okay. But there's a hurricane coming. Ooh. What's called? La Niña. No, that's La Niña, not the storm. What's the storm called? What's the name? And there's a crazy, crazy wet season in Las Vegas. So I guess they're going to kick out with the people from Las Vegas. This way they can build stuff underneath or something. Who knows? Yeah, that what I said is not, people say conspiracy theory. It's not conspiracy theory. My hypothesis. My theory, not conspiracy. It's nothing to do with conspiracy. It's just probable cause. Probably it could happen. It could be this. We don't know. Nobody knows. I don't know what else is there. I actually just leave it now. Because if I keep going, it's going to get boring. It's going to be a repeat of like last couple of podcasts. It's all the same stuff. Like, oh, I see it's all the same stuff. You know? I think I'm much, much, have much more enjoyment just be silent and just sit there and stare at something. One single thing. Plague ignorance is a bliss. Hey, you gotta do this. Oh, what? No. I'm just gonna sit here and buzz out. I think that's what I'm gonna do today. I'm gonna finish the burgers and zone out. I'll see how fast I can zone out. And think of absolutely nothing, which is actually good exercise. If you do meditation, if you can get to the point when you do meditation, you just be in the moment, not thinking forward, not thinking past, but being in the present, nothing in your head. Like your inner monologue, none of that, and just breathe. Listen to the surroundings. If you can't do that, that's the best meditation you can get. But you need to practice to think absolutely nothing, like zoning out. If you can zone out, you will have Zen when you meditate. Yeah. No, you can practice. But if you don't want to practice, you don't have to go that way. There's other ways you can learn. But I heard that was the best. When I do my one half, that's why I do it. Just let my mind go for a little bit, then it quiets down a little bit. So, okay. Then I do the breathing. I don't even count the breathing. I don't even tell myself, breathe in, breathe out. Just do it with nothing. Total nothingness. And it's the best experience. On that day, when I do it, oh, it's the best. Just alert and relaxed. It's cool. Everything's cool. Yeah. Okay, so this is it. Have a wonderful Friday again. So quick. Have a wonderful Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Yeah, don't do anything. I wouldn't do, which is, I don't know what it is. I don't know why people say that all the time. But anyway, have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Hopefully you'll be cool. That's a terrible thing to say. That's a totally... Just enjoy it. And I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.